baby brother just about to run me out my mind. Said, man, could I go fishing with you?
Man, could I go fishing with you?
Anytime, Dip.
It's that time. It's time for a fish report with Leif Seberg. How you doing, Leif?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastically.
Now, you know, we didn't, it wasn't too long ago we did this, but I got to say.
Just before Labor Day.
Yeah, you're kind of a soothsayer. You kind of nailed it last time.
Yep.
Weather-wise, you were on the money. You're saying how frequently Memorial Day, Labor Day kind of are not
both
that. Yeah,
yep.
Kind of nasty weather, and it was.
Yeah, I remember it because I feel bad for those folks where it's their first outing or their last outing, and they kind of get rained out. But it wasn't terrible. You know, at least it kind of got a lot of it out of the way. Thursday, Friday, it seemed like. So, you know, some folks, I'm sure, had a good time.
So how's all this translating to the river and water temperatures, et cetera?
Well, I saw the river come back up a good few inches, but if you look at our gauge at the bottom of the Medhow, it's been flatlined at 426. Obviously, you can't measure any lower than that point. So we still haven't made it back up above 426. I know that, and I'm too lazy to check any of the other levels. It's kind of at that point where it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not using my boat, and that's not the critical factor. It's more the temperatures, and the temperatures have been great with that rain, boy. It just cooled right off, and these overnight lows cooled right off, and
so fishing's good.
Yeah, it's been perfect for, I mean, you're still getting water temps in the mid-50s, low-60s, which is perfect for still bringing them up to the dries. Mm-hmm. You know, 55, 56 degrees, they start looking up. And we've also been coming off of our Golden Stone hatch.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So how's this cold weather doing with the bugs?
It's doing what it, you know, just exactly what it should. You know, it's rare that we get to say that, it seems like, sometimes. But this has just been a textbook season. We've been seeing the October caddis starting off right as the Golden Stone flies have just barely started to taper off, and you get that great period of time where you have both in the air.
Yeah.
And they're big bugs.
Okay, so fish are happy. They don't seem to be frightened of you. You're just in amongst the feeding frenzy.
Yep.
So things are going good.
Man, we've been hitting some big fish on the river. We've been hitting some big fish in the Stillwater. The lowland lakes are really, you know, just great right now. And the high country, you know, we're going to start seeing those larches change soon. We'll have about 3 weeks of somewhat nicer weather. Mm-hmm. You can get up in there and have your last shots up into that. And
that's kind of how you measure it, is just by larch color?
Well, no, just there again, like the calendar. I know right in the first week of October, we usually, again, have a really super active system that'll bring us a bunch of rain usually here. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days of super insane dumping rain sometimes, and then that usually brings the snow level down to about, you know, maybe 6,000 feet or lower sometimes. So that's pretty much what seals me out.
What you really, yeah.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, went up to Beaver Lake, though, with one of your kids. And
which one?
Your grandkids. Noah.
Cool.
Yeah, Noah and I and our wives and the boys, we all went up there. And you know, I kind of knew it was going to happen. We were in the middle of a total thunderstorm, and torrentially, you know, it poured. But we got into a lot of crawdads and a few fish, and we had a lot of fun.
Yes. I remember seeing crawdad pictures out there.
Yeah, I made some jambalaya, and they steamed some up, and cool. Boy, it was just it was a great time. Uh-oh.
Phone call from some crayfish?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a great time. You know, we really had fun, even though we got rainy. You know, we still had a good time.
That's what makes it memorable.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're with kids, because it kind of adds this little element of drama. And
I always recommend that Beaver Lake, you know, to families and you know, families with kids. That's just so fun for them.
Well, cool. So, what do we have to expect as far as any season changes?
Is
it creeping up upstream?
Yeah, well, we have on the 15th, you will have to stop your fishing below, you will be going from Foghorn Dam, just above Winthrop, to Gold Creek. Right now, you can go as far down as Burma. Only until the 15th, then you'll have to bring it back up to Gold Creek and north.
Yeah.
And then we'll be closed completely at the end of the month. but, you know, don't forget, there's a lot of cool stuff happening here. Some of our lowland lakes actually have steelhead in them that couldn't be released, and they are the size of steelhead. You know, we've got just some other stuff that we don't usually get into that we probably should because we're so busy with steelhead. Sometimes I will, when I get bugged out by the crowds, go under some of these lakes, and I kick myself for not doing it more. So, you know, just be enjoying the fall for everything else there is to do here.
Yeah.
We'll be fishing until things are just too iced up to fish. And, you know, if anybody wants to get out there, wants to book a trip, need some info on anything, just check us out at flyfishersproshop.com to check out the blog or podcast. And give me a call, 509-429-7298, or drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And don't forget to get that fish right on.
Baby brother just about to run me out my mind. Said, man, could I go fishing with you?